BBC News with Julie Candler. The German magazine Der Spiegel has published new allegations about American spying on Chancellor Angela Merkel. Citing secret documents, the magazine says her phone may have been tapped for more than a decade and was still on a National Security Agency surveillance list weeks before President Obama's visit in June. Damien McGuinness is in Berlin.
According to Der Spiegel magazine, American agents have been bugging German Chancellor Angela Merkel's mobile phone since 2002 and listening in on her phone conversations until as recently as this summer, just weeks before President Obama's visit to Germany. The phone tapping was allegedly carried out from the US Embassy in Berlin. President Obama apologised to the Chancellor on Wednesday, saying he knew nothing about the phone tapping, reports the magazine, citing a source in Mrs. Merkel's office.
Hundreds of activists who oppose US surveillance have gathered in Washington to demand an end to government spying. Organisers say their petition has gathered more than 500,000 signatures. Katie Watson was there.
Armed with placards thanking Edward Snowden for his leaks in the past few months, others carrying placards saying no to the National Security Agency and their spying, there are probably well over 1,000 people here, all protesting over the mass surveillance activities here in the US. Former whistleblowers have spoken to the crowd, as have politicians. One whistleblower read out a statement from Edward Snowden, who criticised the government once again for its pervasive spying. People here are angry their privacy is being compromised, saying it's costing the US billions and not having much effect.
Results from elections in the Czech Republic suggest the polls will not resolve months of political instability. With almost all votes counted, the Social Democrats have emerged as the front runners but do not have a large enough majority to form a government. Rob Cameron is in Prague.
After 7 years in opposition, the Social Democrats were counting on a resounding victory. Instead, this result, just over 20%, could spell trouble for them and more instability for the Czech Republic. The real winner of this election is Andrej Babiš, a food and fertilizer billionaire, whose ANO party clinched second place. He could now be the kingmaker, as the Social Democrats are forced to revise their plans. The parties of the former centre-right coalition did poorly after years of corruption scandals that have left Czechs disillusioned and even disgusted with their politicians.
Thousands have marched in the Portuguese capital Lisbon to protest against the austerity budget for next year that's being debated in Parliament. The protesters, including pensioners, unemployed and disabled people, carried banners reading "Stop the robbery" and "Dictatorship". The new austerity measures are being proposed by the government in exchange for international financial aid. World news from the BBC. The army in the Democratic Republic of Congo says it has regained control of the eastern town of Kibumba, driving out rebels from the M23 movement. An army spokesman said the rebels had retreated towards the border with Rwanda. The clashes near the city of Goma erupted on Friday, days after peace talks broke down in the Ugandan capital Kampala. It's the first heavy fighting in the eastern Congo in nearly 2 months. Police in Somalia have raided the Mogadishu headquarters of the independent radio station Shabelle, forcing it to go off-air. Farhan Jamali reports.
The authorities say that 5 days' notice to vacate the building has elapsed and they are enforcing the law. But Radio Shabelle says it's legally occupying the building under an agreement with the previous government. The radio station is well known for being a critical of senior officials. Media activists say that this move is the latest in a series of attacks on independent media and journalists in Somalia by both the government and the Islamist group Al-Shabaab.
Hundreds of vigilantes armed with machetes and guns have attacked a town in the Central African Republic. They were trying to wrest control of the town from an army dominated by former Seleka rebels. Many residents have fled the western town of Bua. The vigilante group, known as Anti-Balaka, was established to fight the former Seleka coalition, which toppled President François Bozizé in March. Egypt's public prosecutor has received several complaints against the country's most famous TV satirist, Bassem Youssef, not long after the first episode of his new series was aired. Mr. Youssef, dubbed Egypt's Jon Stewart, is back on air after a four-month break. Until June, the former heart surgeon poked fun at the Islamist President Mohamed Morsi, who was removed by the head of the military, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Supporters of the general said the satirist had sullied the armed forces' honour and pride. Mr. Morsi's followers accused Youssef of insulting him. BBC News.